Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And welcome back to the Cram Blast Cast.
I wasn't ready, dude.
Sorry, I apologize.
I was sipping my coffee.
I apologize.
It's coffee, dude.
We got no Swole Rat. We got no Burrito. It's not their fault, though. We were talking about the Game Awards. We were just like, let's just pod. And that's what we're doing.
Hell yeah.
We're podding.
Getting it done.
We're podding and prodding. So, I mean, obviously the big news.
Consistency.
The nominees for the Gabe Awards has come out.
All right, where's the list? Can you send me the list?
I can do this. Posting it in the Discord.
Blue, what? do we have a COD cam for Blue?
No.
No. Blue.
I got my Square up, dude.
This man gets a new dude. He gets a new PC.
Can we
he's
get
like
the COD cam, please.
Gets a new PC.
The COD cam?
Yes.
Is it too late?
No, you could put it in. Just we'll keep talking.
All right.
Do the things.
I just had to get that.
Just let me know when you put it up.
I'm gonna do it right now.
I posted it in the war room. The Game Award nominees have dropped.
Here they are.
There it is. There's Blue. So now I gotta switch. I also got to turn the volume off on that thing. Hold on.
Yeah, so this game is loud.
There we go. Yeah. I got you. Resize Blue real quick. Boop. All right. Game Awards. Blue has been nonstop. He's on vacation. This man took vacation to play Call of Duty. Has not stopped. And
he's living life and he's playing at the
same time. He's camo grinding like a man. And he's doing it. Hell yeah. All right. Game of the year.
Game of the year.
I could read this.
Yep, game of the year, dude. Game of the year, dude.
All right. Yep, game of the year.
Game of the year.
Wait, should we start with that list?
Wait, I think we should do
all the other
game
ones.
Of the year
start
last.
From the bottom. Start with the bottom.
The bottom?
From the bottom that we're here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you want to start from like all the nominees?
Oh, damn.
There's like all the
a lot of shit going on.
Yeah,
here,
there's
huh?
a shit ton of categories. We can hit the categories that we care
do
about.
Do the ones that are like important.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so let's go through the bottom ones, right?
All right.
Ones that like there's a lot. God fucking damn it! Hold on.
Yeah, there's a lot. All right.
Let's go. I'm at the bottom. I went to the bottom. Best esports athlete. See, I haven't followed. I'm gonna say Mena RD because he won the Street Fighter Evo.
Who was on there?
Just saying, just throwing that on there.
We got Brock, Chovy, Forsaken,
Takeru,
Kakeru, Mena RD, and Zubu,
Zywoo from Counter-Strike. It'll probably be Zywoo or Chovy.
Yeah, I mean, those are just like the biggest games, but I would love to see a fighting game player win that. I know Sonic has won 1 year, which was pretty fire. I'm rooting for Mena, because, you know, FGC type shit.
Best esports game.
Best esports game.
Counter-Strike. It's going to be Counter-Strike or League?
Yeah, I think League did great this year. I'm going to be honest. I think League did crazy good this year.
Yeah.
Valorant changed a whole bunch of stuff towards the end of the year, so I don't think that counts. Because they're still like figuring shit out with their new meta.
True. Yeah, and they had that whole spell where it was like flood the site with abilities.
And it was rough.
But they fix it, right? Like, they're working towards making it better.
They're toning it down a lot. Pacing's changed a lot, yes.
Oh, shit.
Overall, I think League of Legends has definitely been killing it. I've been playing it lately, so I'm a little biased, but they've had a healthy year. A lot of new players this year.
I forgot to... we skipped one. Best esports team.
Optic. Kidding, I don't know who's in there.
It's not even there, dude. Sorry.
I know.
Kind of great. Gen G for League. NRG for Valorant. Team Falcons for Dota 2. Team Liquid, PH. Mobile Legends. Whoa, Mobile Bang Bang. It's called Mobile Legends Bang Bang. I don't know what that is.
T1 is not on here, so we're just going to... No. It's not real.
That's kind of crazy. It'll probably be Gen G then. It'll probably be Gen G.
For League, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Esports athlete, best esports game. Right.
Content creator of the year.
I'd be surprised if NRG...
Burnt Peanut.
Yeah, bro. It has to be Burnt Peanut.
Yeah.
Kai always does great.
Where the fuck's my boy Speed?
Yeah, I know.
Is he on there?
No. But he didn't game. I don't think he gamed this year, did he?
No,
I think
he doesn't really game.
But it says content creator of the year.
But they have to play games in some way, because Kai definitely had those like Elden Ring streams and Batman Arkham streams and
Batman.
The what other one? He did another one. Ghost of Tsushima? Or...
Oh, yeah, he did do Ghost of Tsushima.
Some other shit? I can't remember.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, well, Speed, I would say Speed is a better streamer overall than Kai, because he's pulling those numbers on his own, as opposed to Kai like bringing all these fucking people, which is also sick.
It's crazy, yeah.
I think Moist Critical really like his content.
I do too. Yeah. It's just him and a camera, dude. Yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah, yeah. His takes are hot sometimes, you know, yeah. But I like that about him. I like that.
Yeah, he's unfiltered. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Most anticipated game, it's gonna be Grand Theft Auto 6. Like, there's no all of these games are fantastic. Yeah, I'm not too sure about the 007.
Picture.
Yeah, they know. They're like, this is going to win, guys. Don't worry. Even though it got pushed back for another fucking 6 months.
Another year, yeah. Basically.
The other games are, you know, 007 First Light. I'm not too crazy about it. The gameplay looked okay. It looked like a watered-down Uncharted, which I don't know. I'm not too sure about. I got to wait until it comes out. But what was the other ones? Wolverine, I am fucking super excited for. Resident Evil, I'm super excited for. The Witcher 4, I'm pretty excited for. But Grand Theft Auto 6, we've been waiting for over a decade.
Yeah.
I need it. All right. Best multiplayer.
This is a crazy
best
category.
Multiplayer.
There's some hitters in here.
It's going to be Peak, obviously. Peak is on the list, though. I'm glad it made the list, at least, you know?
Yeah. It was a good one. I don't think it's game of the year.
I don't think it's. It's there's Arc Raiders, Battlefield 6, Elden Ring, Night Rain, Peak, and Split Fiction. Those are the nominations.
Dude,
I was feeling confident about Arc Raiders taking it.
Arc Raiders. But
Split Fiction's in here, and they came in swinging. That game's awesome.
Dude, Marvel's 6, not even on the list. That's kind of crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
Unless they're counting it for last year.
I would put Marvel Rivals over fucking Elden Ring, Night Rain.
Bro, I thought Battlefield 6, honestly, wasn't going to...
Had to win that.
To stick, right?
Yeah, same.
They've almost not budged. They've been top five on Steam through all these releases. They're still...
Everyone thinks, I keep seeing memes where it's like, dead game, the Battlefield 6 fall off needs to be studied just because it's not like in the zeitgeist as much because of Arc Raiders. But yeah, like you said, the numbers are still
hanging in there.
Yeah, the numbers are still bananas.
Heavy. And I know on console they have even more players, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Steam numbers are really good.
Yeah. And that's just how, you know... These things go. Game comes out. If it's good, it's going to be like the shit. Another game came out. It was the shit. You know, that's just what happens. Doesn't take away from the other one, dude. Relax. Best. But I think, I would like Arc Raiders to win. Because in my personal opinion, it's the best multiplayer experience I've ever experienced in this year.
Yeah, I feel like Split Fiction deserves its roses, though.
For sure. Yeah.
I think all these games deserve their roses.
Yeah, I'm glad they're all nominated.
Yeah. But yeah, Arc Raiders has definitely been the most special experience, I think, for me at least.
Fuck yeah, Blue's like, what about Cat?
Nah, I should win the game. It was too late.
I know, sorry. Best sports / racing game. EA Sports.
It's not even in here, but it should be Car X Street.
Oh, true.
But yeah, and they just released a new update that's crazy on top of the last one that was crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Rematch was cool, but how are you going to have a game called Rematch and you can't fucking rematch?
You might be able to rematch now. I got to see.
It might be a thing now. When we first play it, we're like, all right, let's run it back with these guys. Or we're back in queue. What's going on? Wait, we can't rematch? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Mario Kart World.
Rematch is dope, though.
100%. I haven't heard a lot about Mario Kart World. I mean, it came
out pretty good.
I think that what dominated that time was like people wanted to shit on the Switch 2 rather than just like enjoy what's
so
there.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, like,
man,
still
fuck
happening.
This console. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a little deserved with some of this, some stuff.
No, but honestly though, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds,
that was fun when
we played the beta.
Yeah, I just can't. It's the price, dude. It's just that's the only thing that stops. You know.
And the Steam reviews are insane for it. Like, they're really good. For that price point, I thought they were going to be, like, mixed for that price point. People are going to be mad they spent the money. But,
yeah. It's still the shit. And I like the rank system and just playing online and building your car, characters. It was cool. The maps were fun. Being able to, like, switch maps per lap. Like, each lap is a different map, essentially, which was cool. Yeah. Sonic, I say Sonic wins. I don't know though, because Mario Kart is insane. I mean, being able to drive around the world is kind of crazy. Explore the world.
It's crazy.
Best sim strategy game. See, I don't know.
Sim strategy?
I'm just going to say Jurassic World Evolution 3 because I fuck with Jurassic World.
Nah.
You're going to say Civ? Civ, right?
It's going to be the Altars. It should be the Altars.
What's the Altars? What's that?
It's the picture that you see up there.
Oh, real? Okay.
I watched a lot of it. Like an insane amount of it. I understand the game. I know how it works. It's crazy. Every time you play this game, it's different.
Yeah.
Every new run is completely different. And it's built that way. You never know what's going to happen. It's wild. And like there's... You take care of a base. It's like a moving base that rolls across the world.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's sick. But yeah, I think the Altars deserves this. Because they did something no one ever did before. They made it to where, like, literally, it's an open world game where you grab resources and stuff, and then you bring it back to your ship. And, like, the story is crazy. Like, it's wild. It kind of has like Heavy Rain vibes mixed
with Heavy Rain
base management and like a little bit of production and then like a lot of choices.
Yeah.
A lot of like what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Like, but in a good way, you're not like just confused.
In a very good way. In a
like
very
Kojima
good way.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, not like that. It's definitely more grounded. Because you actually do make it back to Earth and like things. It's crazy. It's crazy. There's things. You actually could die too. I mean, there's a lot of your run could end because you fucked something up.
Okay. Well, you play these games way more than I do, so I'm gonna... Listen to Kenny, dude. One. Altars is going to win. Best
Tempest
family
Rising.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I was going to say Tempest Rising did really good job in the RTS genre. Classic RTS formula, but it looks stunning. Looks beautiful.
Like visually, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that one's cool. Jurassic Park, I didn't play Evolution 3, but it looks great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Evolution 2.
Civ's dropped the ball again this year.
Damn, I was gonna say.
Classic preferred scene? The last one.
Yeah.
That's always a bad thing. It's like when you come up with a sequel and people are still playing
the old one.
The last one you just made, like, that's not good.
Yeah.
RIP. Museum, goated. Right, let's move on.
Okay. Best family game. Donkey Kong Bonanza, Lego Party.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Lego Voyagers. Damn, Lego was coming in swinging. They're like, we're not losing this year, dude. Fuck you. Mario Kart World, Sonic Racing Crossroads, and Split Fiction.
This is a fucking bar fight right here.
This is
a bar fight. I don't know who wins this.
I
no idea.
Split Fiction is, I don't know, the more people that can play is probably going to win, right? Because Donkey Kong is barely even, like, it's a family game, technically, because you can, like, have someone play as, like, Paulina on Donkey Kong's back, you know? But that's really it. You know, it's not, like, a true, I guess, family game in a sense that it's a, I don't know.
I gave
Like Split Fiction. Made E for everyone. Yeah, Split Fiction was fucking awesome. And the fact that he made it for his family. Like, he made it, like, the characters are named after his daughters.
It shows. Bro, I gave it to my daughters.
Yeah.
And they beat it both ways.
That's fucking
so
cool.
So, each character looks like both my daughters. Like, one looks like Spanish, the other one is, like, white. And that's how they played it. They beat the whole entire game together, and it built their relationship, dude. Like, they started dialing in and, like, working as a team. And, like, and then their second playthrough, they, like, swapped characters.
Yeah.
And they did it again, you know, the whole run.
That's true. And Split Fiction is probably the most, like, you have to work in cooperation with each other more so than any of these other games. Cause Mario Kart, you're just going against everyone. It is fun. Sonic, same thing. Lego, just experiencing the world together. Donkey Kong, same thing. But Split Fiction is like, we're doing this together. That's how it felt. It takes two. Yeah. It's just like, we gotta work togetherness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Split Fiction, dude. Hell yeah.
They do this thing where they mix emotion with the story.
Yeah.
And, like, for two sisters to play that shit together, it was just, like, wow. Like,
yeah.
And you saw the toll. Like, it was it was really nice.
All right, so I'm voting Split off of that. That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Best fighting game.
Ooh, XKO.
It's not going to be the Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection, I can tell you that shit. WB dropping the ball yet again. That's why they're selling, dude. That's why they're getting sold. Off topic a little bit. WB might get sold. The Snyderverse might come back, and everything might be right with the world again. I said it. Is that what I said?
I would love to think 2XKO could take this, and they could. But
I think it actually could. Though. There are some bangers. I know City Fatal of the Fury. Wolves. Yeah, City of the Wolves was.
Is Tekken in there?
Tekken is not. It didn't come out this year though. But I mean, it was supported this year. That's True Blue. Same for Street Fighter, also not being here, which is kind of weird.
That was last year.
Yeah, but they could get nominated again. A while ago. Still getting supported, you know. True. But yeah, for coming out this year. I feel like 2XKO made the biggest splash out of all of these things.
True. Yeah, definitely.
You know, like all the tournaments that have been happening, all from every other fighting game, so many different players that I'm like, that guy plays Smash. That guy plays, he's an NRS player. That guy, you know, like they're all coming to this one game, which is just kind of fucking cool to see. And that's, I mean, it's the game that I've played most on here. I didn't play the Capcom Fighting Collection. I wanted to play the Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection, but that got fucking destroyed in reviews because WB made them push the game out way before it needed to be released and just wasn't running as well as it should. Cool to be able to go through and touch on all those old games, MK1, MK2, 3, 4, Deadly Alliance, the Sub-Zero Mythologies, the Special Forces single-player game is in there. So much content. A documentary's in there with the original homies that made, you know, MK1, the four people that created the first game. You know, Ed Boon, yeah. John Tobias, all them. But
the boys.
The game itself, you know, just wasn't running well. That upset me. Fatal Fury, like you said, yeah. City of the Wolves, that was talked about a lot, played a lot. Yeah, I think 2XKO, dude. I don't know. I'm considering from, like, you know, a Western standpoint. Because this could be insanely huge over in Korea and Japan, and it's just not hitting over here as well. So, I don't know.
For sure.
I think 2XKO. That's my vote.
Okay, this is a banger. This is a banger category.
I know.
Best RPG.
I know.
Okay, we got Avowed.
I'm going to say it because Joey's not here. He was right.
Avowed.
It was fun. The first map I thoroughly enjoyed, but then once I got to the second map and realized it was the same thing, it was like story-wise it wasn't. Story-wise it was cool. The map itself was beautiful. The gameplay was fun, but then it just became the same, you know, go here, kill this, go there, kill that.
Yeah.
It just felt too samey. And
true.
I lost interest and just deleted the game.
Expedition
I lost interest fast.
Is in this category.
Yeah. I think Expedition.
Next to Outer Worlds 2, though, which is kind of crazy.
I haven't even played. Have any of us tried it yet, dude?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I want to play it.
$30 for Game Pass. I got to buy this
facts.
Shit now.
Yeah, facts. 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 You're right.
I'm back to the Stone Age.
If it's on PC, I have PC Game Pass, but I don't know if it's on there. I hope it is. I got to look.
It's not?
No
day
that.
Ones.
No, there's day ones for PC.
Oh.
Right? I'm pretty sure that's what
I
read.
Can you get COD for $15?
I thought that was a thing.
Don't fuck with me.
I'll check after this.
I might do that shit right now.
Look at it.
Right, check after. We'll check.
All right. I think Expedition's going to win just because of how big Expedition was received compared to all these other games.
Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 did something crazy.
Yeah. And how so detailed crazy. Everything was to, like, I don't know, it felt like a real world.
Everything.
It was so insane how
everything.
Like the visuals and everything, yeah. It was
the way that you play that game is like you could actually like buy land and like build on it and have a little settlement going and like
going to sleep, putting crazy. On your nightgown. It's like, what the fuck is being going on here?
Being a blacksmith, you actually make each sword.
Yeah.
Like, everything is crazy in that game. The hunting, like, you need food and shit.
Yeah.
It's wild. Cool
yeah.
game.
And it could. I mean, sometimes we're just like, this is the one, dude. And, like, this is definitely going to win. And then something comes out of nowhere. So it could be Kingdom Come. I would say
it's hard because
it'd be between those two. Or maybe, I don't know nothing about Outer
Worlds.
You
need to be somebody who played all five. To like really know which
really know. Best, yeah, know. I've only played two of these games. Avowed, which wasn't received well. You know? And then Monster Hunter Wilds, which was also not received well. Did a lot of good things, but did a lot of bad things too. Because the game itself was just too easy. And too yeah, just too easy, I think.
Monster Hunter Wilds?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you something. Thing about Monster Hunter is it got on the mainstream scene, but at the end of the day, it's like, fuck those people. Because the core community of Monster Hunter is playing the shit out of it still, and they don't give a fuck what you think. And
yeah,
like,
for sure.
Monster Hunter Wilds was still a good addition to the Monster Hunter genre.
Yeah.
I think. But everybody who was there for hype and like things like that, you know, they just always get weeded out. They never last.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's kind of like what always happens, I think.
Yeah. But there are some, like, there are people that I know who play Monster Hunter like religiously and love it, who are just like, ah, this one isn't, it's not hitting like we want it to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I've gotten the same impressions.
Yeah. But maybe, I don't know about now though, because I'm sure Capcom usually supports the fuck out of their games for a long time. And
yeah,
I'm sure like once like a DLC comes out or some shit, it's going to be like, it's going to come back hard.
Pause. They have 10,000 in-game right now. They get 25,000 daily on Steam.
Oh, that's good. Just Steam. That's good.
Yeah. So I'm saying like they still show up for 100%. Their game.
No way, dude.
You know what's crazy? Monster Hunter World also gets
Blue lost, blue lost.
Dude.
By 1 point.
Look at this. Look at
this. Sorry, I just...
What?
Man, dude.
Look at this. I dropped 82 for the loss for 2 minutes. Yes. Oh, dude. That was so bad.
That's funny.
I'm actually mad. That's so annoying.
Just, yeah, no, what? This is interesting. Monster Hunter Worlds gets 25k also a day. They're literally 25k yeah, both.
And that game's like 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing like we talked about with Civilization. It's like if people are just staying in your old game, it's really not a good sign. But I'm sure it'll get better, hopefully. If not, just wait for the next one. Fuck. But I think
out of this list, I don't know who wins.
Same. It could be a toss up between.
Honestly, I would like some love for the Outer Worlds too.
I think so too. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. Because like just the what are they called?
The traits?
No, the state of plays, but not for Xbox. The Xbox Direct for it, for Outer Worlds. The game itself.
Oh yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Incredible. But all three of these games in the middle here, Expedition 33, Deliverance 2, and Outer Worlds, they all do something that's just like, whoa, I'm really role playing here.
Right. Yeah.
This is crazy. All right. Toss up. Best action adventure game. Death Stranding 2, Ghost of Yotai, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Hollow Knight, Silksong, Split Fiction.
Ooh. I'm gonna go ahead and have to say Split Fiction. Also, no, just a Split Fiction stand. No, I think Ghost of Yotai probably. Huh?
I think so. Indiana Jones was cool, but I think it was too short. Hollow Knight pissed me off. It is an incredible game. But it makes me too angry. I wanted to play Hollow Knight Silksong to play another installment for Hollow Knight. Not fucking. You want to know what Hollow Knight feels like if they cross over with Dark Souls? It's like, no, I don't want to know that. But I'm forced to do that now because they made this game so fucking difficult at times. And it's known areas. It's known areas. Every time I'm like in a boss fight, I have people randoms come into my stream. They're just like, oh, you're on this guy?
Fuck.
Good luck, man. It's like,
yeah.
Fuck. Or if I die a billion times. Wasn't that fun, dude? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah. Bro, I have this thing. It's like a complex, dog. People be like, yo, this game's game of the year. Game of the year. You fucking feel that way because you went through hell, bro. You fucking got chewed the fuck up, bro. You want other people to experience your pain.
Elden Ring was...
Just because it's a hard game doesn't mean it's a good fucking game. You fucking...
But Elden Ring did do a lot of other things that I was okay with it. Like, the art, the combat was fun. The amount... Like, you could play that game in so many different ways. There's a shit ton of content. Bro. I know, I don't... I you know, there's just a large population that likes... Or a masochist.
they just fucking want to hurt everyone around them.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, this is a great game. You should play it. You should play it. And then they want to watch you suffer. They want, like, it's like, okay, you're getting to this boss. I know you're going to get your ass beat for like 100 times. Let me pull up a chair and some fucking popcorn.
No, yeah.
This game.
No, yeah. That year for me, I thought God of War Ragnarok was game of the year. Because I felt like it did all the things that Elden Ring did to an extent, besides like the amount of, weaponry bosses and all that stuff. But the story, dude. Elden Ring's story is I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm the tarnished. That's it, bro. I don't know what the fuck's going on. The game is mostly just about, you know, these boss fights. And I'm sure you can, like, you know, if you read everything and blah, 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 blah. It's like, cool, dude. I don't want to. Get some voice actors. Elden Ring, you know, fucking explain the story to me.
But I think Gears of War, in my opinion, yeah.
God of War, dude.
God of War.
Like, both.
Dude, I love me some Gears of War, but like, it's God of War.
Because what I'm about to say applies to both of them. They tell the story, they tie up all the bells and whistles, they keep you, you know the why, you know the where, yeah. You know the when.
So much content. The worlds were beautiful, the worlds were huge. The characters, dude. That game is incredible. The gameplay, the combat. I had to like rebuild my characters for certain fights because there was that difficulty that Elden Ring has on some of these side quest bosses that you wanted to go challenge yourself on, not a main story quest where you're like, I can't get past this, but I have to. I hate that shit. When it's like, you know, you got to fight this hard thing. Sorry, man. I like God of War does where it's like there's really fucking hard boss fights, but it's the extra shit. It's like fighting Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts. You don't have to do it, but it's there and it's fucking hard and it's fun. You can go challenge yourself. You know what I mean? Elden Ring's just like, fuck you, man.
I like Elden Ring. I do.
Figure it out.
But 100%, there's this thing where when people beat something that's incredibly hard, they just want to encourage other people to, like, hey, you should go try it. Just want to watch you fucking.
Well, yeah, because they're on like the most dopamine ever. Because they beat that hard fucking. I got through it.
Now you got to go through it so you see what I went through.
Yeah.
And it's the best game also.
Yeah.
You bastard.
So all that to say, go see Otai. Yeah. Go see Otai's going to probably win. But Silksong did fucking. I mean, that when that game came out, it was. Widely fucking, I mean, it's still, every time I stream it, I'll get a shit ton of random people just helping me out or, you know, all that stuff. It's a beloved franchise.
That little ass community, bro. It's that community.
And like, I don't hate the game. It's just those small areas where it's like, I'm going to die like 20 times. It's only happened maybe 3 times that I can remember.
It's like reading a book. It's like you just slowly get through it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say, I think Silksong's gonna win
for
best action adventure.
You think so?
Yeah, because it was just received so well. But I think
Ghost of Yotai could take it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those. But I'm leaning towards Silksong just because of how anticipated it was. Like, people wanted that game for so long. I mean, look at Joe.
I think Silksong could be in a different genre that I would vote for.
Yeah, for like what?
But I think action adventure.
Platformer?
Something like that. I got to see the other ones. But I think Ghost of Yotai for me is going to take it here. But I do want Silksong to get an award in some place. Let me go.
Yeah. I mean, it's nominated for Game of the Year, so we shall see. Let's go to the next one. Best action game. Battlefield 6.
This is a banger.
Doom the Dark Ages. Hades 2. No, Ninja Gaiden 4.
Not Doom.
I know, dude. Shinobi Art of Vengeance. I never got to play Shinobi Art of Vengeance, but it looks fucking cool. Look at that. That's from it, that image. I just love that. Cool. I love that art style. But watching Blue play Ninja Gaiden was like.
Oh, Ninja Gaiden? Yeah, that shit was crazy.
This is like basically Ninja Devil May Cry. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. Doom Dark Ages was a bit of a disappointment.
Yes, I agree.
I understand what they were trying to do. They were going back to like classic Doom.
It turned me off, dude. That game turned me off.
Just like Avowed, after maybe like half the game, it was just like, man, it's just the same. I'm just shield bashing everything and using the super shotgun on everything because it's the strongest gun.
Yeah, it's the strongest thing to do. It's like smashing your head against a wall and just
I would try to use other weapons and it's like, this is so difficult. Super shotgun, bow. All right, there it is.
It's over.
I hate when games fail to do that.
Yeah.
Like, diversify, like, the weapons you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Doom Eternal was so good, though, like, with that, with the weapons. Like, you could use everything.
Yeah.
And it was viable. But this game is like, no. Shield bash everything, and, you know, shotgun. So
I think Battlefield 6 could take it. Hades 2 could take it. Ninja Gaiden 4 could take it. And I don't know much about the Art of Vengeance. It looks cool.
It does look cool. It does look cool. And it's always like those weird side-scroller action things where it's like, I don't know about this. And you watch and you're like, oh, this game is actually incredible. It's like, you know, the Hollow Knight. Like, what is this game? Yeah. You play it, you're like, oh, this is one of the greatest games of all time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's a toss-up for me. But I definitely know it's not going to be Doom the Dark Ages.
No. I want that game to be good, but it just wasn't.
Yeah.
This is a hard genre here. I ain't gonna lie. God. For me personally, I think it'd be cool to see Battlefield 6 or Hades 2.
It is a crazy. I mean, Battlefield 6. Just look at the insane war things that be happening.
I had a good time playing it.
Yeah, it was so fucking fun. It's so crazy.
Like,
yeah, yeah. That was just the beta.
Yeah, all I want is solos. If they add solos, I'm gonna stream the shit out of Battlefield 6.
I gotta play the game.
VR.
Oh, Kenny, you're frozen.
Ah,
you're frozen.
You are frozen.
Oh my gosh.
I look black. I look back to see Blues play the game, and then I saw that you were frozen.
My phone died.
Oh.
Boop.
He's back.
I'm a frog.
Good boy.
All right, we're back in. Yeah, I do think out of all of these, Battlefield 6 definitely had the biggest pop. So I agree with you. I think Battlefield 6 is probably gonna win. But if Battlefield 6 doesn't win, I would like Ninja Gaiden 4 to win because that looked fucking awesome.
All right, yeah. Next category. Joke best VR
slash AR game. Yep.
I don't know. Any of these games, I think we just skip this one.
Yeah, I don't really care. Yeah. All right. Next one.
Best mobile game.
Give it to Sonic Rumble. All right, next one.
Sonic Rumble?
Destiny, why are you here? Moving on.
It actually popped. Destiny popped on the mobile.
I know.
We don't know why.
Best debut indie game. Oh, it's going to be Expedition.
Most or likely. Dispatch.
Or Megabonk.
Or Dispatch. Or Megabonk.
Damn. Hold on.
Both of those.
Hold on, dude.
Dispatch? Brandon, yeah. You should play Dispatch.
I know, I want to. The superhero game,
you should
right?
Play Dispatch.
I know.
Yeah, more so. Game. More than that. You get to play.
But more.
Bro, they put together a whole, like, season of, like, Invincible, pretty much. Like,
yeah.
That's how the story is set up.
Yeah.
You're in a world that has so much character and everybody's important to you, and you could, like, fuck up. Or, like, you know, like, things happen. It's not just like a story game. It's like you have so much influence on what happens in the game.
Yeah.
And it's all like hand drawn and shit. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, I don't know. This could be a toss up, dude. I don't know who wins this. I do want to play Dispatch. I haven't played any of these.
I think Claire probably might take this. I don't know.
We shall see. It's a toss up.
This is a good category.
Best independent game? Isn't that what we just... Oh, it's best debut, indie. Okay. Best independent. It's not its debut, but it was just a thing.
All right. This is a banger. Okay, this is where Hollow Knight should probably take it.
Yeah.
Hades 2 is incredible. Ball Pit... also incredible.
Yeah. Blue Prince is, I hear, is really fun. It's like a really
fun
puzzle
roguelike
game. And I watched someone do like a playthrough. Yeah. It did look really fucking interesting.
What's Absol?
I don't know. Is it this game right here that we're looking at?
Oh, this looks sick.
It's like turn-based. It does look turn-based.
Hand-drawn. It actually looks like Shovel Knight.
Oh, True Larks. Kind of yeah.
Not like a beat 'em up, but like RPG, more RPG.
Yeah.
So like a beat 'em up RPG. Sick. My like.
I think Silk Song might win just because of like how small the team was, how anticipated the game was.
Yeah.
I think Silk takes this one. This is the one I was looking for, where it was like, I don't think it should take, what was it? Best action adventure game. I don't think Silk Song deserves that one, but I think it deserves this one. Best independent game.
I agree.
Okay, best community support. Baldur's Gate 3. Actually, yes. Damn. Final Fantasy.
14. That's the MMO. 14.
Fortnite, yes. Helldivers 2.
It's probably going to be Fortnite.
No Man's Sky, possibly.
Oh, that's a good shout, actually.
I think they deserve some cookies. They fucking been working hard for the past cookies. Like 12 years. No Man's Sky's been swinging.
Yeah. Free content constantly. It's actually insane.
They haven't stopped. Like, they're just going. And they have so much more plans for the future. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'll say No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Probably No Man's here.
Best ongoing game. Pretty much the same games almost. Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, Helldivers 2, Marvel Rivals.
I think Marvel could take this one here.
Yeah, I think the amount of content they give us is insane.
Yeah, they're kind of going.
Insane. I'm surprised to not see it in multiplayer game of the year, but I would like to see it win something. I think it's deserved. For sure. For sure.
All right. Games is for impact. I don't know a lot of these, but I do know South of Midnight.
Yep. That's my vote then.
I like South of Midnight.
Oh, yeah.
South of Midnight was Consume Me. Folote. Lost Records, Bloom and Rage. South of Midnight.
Yeah.
And Wander Stop. Yeah, I'm gonna say South of Midnight because
that game is incredible.
I haven't gone back to beat it. There's just too many fucking
games. Me neither.
But it felt like a fucking like a Spider-Verse old Bayou fucking Devil May Cry.
It is something no one has ever done before.
It was just really fun. Like the music.
Art style, the music.
The
story
was really interesting.
Yeah, the whole lore of the
bayou.
Of like Haints and like all that stuff.
It's all Louisiana folklore.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty sick.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like that. Big ass catfish is your homie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Awesome. So cool. Love that.
Yeah, I'm going to say something.
And the art style is so good. The art style is so good.
So interesting. I love it.
Okay, yeah, so innovation in accessibility. I'm just going to vote South of Midnight.
Yeah, same.
Again, I don't know much about that category. Best performance. Holy shit.
Oh, give it to the guy.
Yeah. Yep, you see his face. He's literally right there. You already know
who deserves it. Exposition guy? Who was that, Charlie Cox?
Charlie Cox.
I'm going to say Troy Baker, though.
That's Daredevil.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, wait, that's him?
Yeah, that's him.
That's all right. Hell yeah, dude. Fucking Daredevil's going to win. But yeah, Troy Baker is, he's a top tier voice actor. Yeah. Joel. Yeah. The Last of Us, Booker DeWitt in BioShock Infinite. Joker, Batman Origins, The Young Joker,
Pokemon Journeys, SpongeBob. Yeah,
he's in a lot of shit. Yeah, I want Charlie Cox to win because Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Best audio design.
And he did really good on that game.
Best audio design.
He was the voice of Exodia.
What? The voice of Exodia. Best audio design. I don't know.
I'm going to have to solidly say Arc Raiders. Moving on.
Amazon.
Arc Raiders? It's not in there.
Not in there.
Best score in music. Ghost of Yotai.
Probably Claire of Obscure. Okay.
No, I'm gonna say Ghost of Yotai because they literally use they have their own score, but then there's also the music from Watanabe. The guy who's created like Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, that guy, that music. You can set the music to Watanabe mode. And it'll start playing like music that he made for this game.
Watanabe mode.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Ghost of Yotai. Because
that's the top one.
Hollow Knight, Silk Song. Together. Oh, the top one? Best art direction? Yeah, true.
Oh, wait, no. There's two audio designs is what I'm saying.
Oh, best true. Audio design. And then
there's best score and music.
Score and music.
But they're so different. Because audio design is like sound effects.
And yeah,
shit. Sound effects.
Who had the best sound effects, you know?
And like where they place them in the world and shit like that. Battlefield went heavy.
I was gonna say, it's probably maybe Battlefield because there's so much.
I don't know. This is a hard one.
War.
Yeah. Listen better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna skip those. 50-50s. Don't know.
I'm gonna say Ghost of Yotai for music.
Boom. Ghost of Yotai.
Everything else, I have no idea. Best art direction.
Well, I know Claire Obscure Expedition 33 has insane music and vibes and like.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Best art direction. Shoot.
Seth Midnight in there?
Where's
Seth Arc Midnight Raiders? Is where not here, which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
Where's Arc Raiders?
No. Where's Arc Raiders? True. I mean,
like, come on, man.
I know. Yeah. I know. Ghost of Yotai is cool, but it's not something that we haven't seen because, you know, Ghost of Tsushima. I feel like for art direction, it needs to be something so drastically different than everything else. Like South of Midnight. Arc Raiders is fucking awesome. Raiders? The map is, every map is beautiful. Day and night. Electrical storm.
They did a type of art direction that a lot of people try to do, and it just never hits. It just seems too unbelievable.
Yes.
For some reason, Arc Raiders just seems believable. They nailed it.
They got the aspects of nature, but then also the aspects of like industrial, mechanical, you know, buildings and shit blended together so well. It's like, how the fuck? How the fuck?
Man. I'm an Arc Raiders stan. Fuck.
Same. I'm gonna, for art direction, I'm gonna say Silk Song because it's so different, hand drawn, small team.
I'm gonna say Claire Obscure.
Claire Obscure.
Expedition.
Oh man, I don't know. These are all bangers. Hades 2 did amazing again with their art direction.
Yeah.
They upgraded it from the last time, and I didn't think that was possible. Fucking killed it.
Factual.
But yeah, I don't know.
All right. Best. Yeah. Best narrative.
Narrative. What do you mean by that?
Best story.
Best story.
Best story.
Hmm. Which is Expedition 33, Expedition Death Stranding 33. 2, Ghost of Yotai, Kingdom Come, Deliverance 2, or Silent Hill F. I don't know. I haven't played.
They're gonna wipe the board.
I haven't played all these games, so I have no idea.
Expedition.
Yeah, is Expedition. You're gonna just wipe this board.
They're gonna wipe it. They're gonna wipe their ass on everything, dude.
My gosh.
Told you it could happen, dude. If a game is good enough and it's deserved, it could clean up. You know what I'm saying?
If they clean up, dude, I gotta play it all the way through.
100%. Yeah, this is definitely on my list of games to play. So is Ghost of Yotai and Silent Hill. Best
adaptation.
Adaptation. Something that was made into like a movie or a TV show and or, you know, all that good stuff. So we got a Minecraft movie. Devil May Cry for the Netflix anime. The Last of Us 2 Season 2 for the HBO show. Splinter Cell Death Watch, the anime on Netflix as well. And Until Dawn, a movie that sucked because it was nothing like the game. Cyberpunk Edge Runners. I think it's going to be The Last of Us Season 2 simply because it's the most accurate. I'm not saying this is the best thing, like in terms of like story and whatnot, because, you know, people hate what happened in The Last of Us 2. But it did it the most. It's the most accurate. It had a big budget, so everything looked great visually. And
my parents watched it.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The fuck?
A Minecraft movie gave us Chicken Jockey.
Chicken Jockey.
You know? Devil May Cry.
That might actually win. I ain't gonna lie.
Devil May Cry, I thoroughly enjoyed, even though it did stray from, like, Minecraft, you know, movie. The Devil May Cry story in some ways. But I don't know. I fucking loved it. Johnny Young Bosch as Dante again was fucking cool. You know? I don't know. But I think The Last of Us is probably gonna win. That's my guess.
Might be the Minecraft movie, dude.
It might be, because that did pop. A lot of kids played it. Jack Black, the power of Jack Black. Behind it,
dude. Jack Black going on that stage to grab that word, fucking hilarious.
That would be crazy. Yeah, just pulls crazy.
Up with a Steve outfit, dude.
That would be that would be incredible, actually. Yeah, now I want Minecraft to win.
Yeah, that'd be actually insane.
What's next? Best game direction.
Game direction.
Expedition 33. Death Stranding, it's the same games. Xbox 33, Death Stranding 2, yeah. Ghost of Yotai, Hades 2, Split Fiction.
Expedition 33.
What do you guys think?
Expedition 33.
Game direction.
Game direction, dude. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Toss up. Flip a coin.
Toss up.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, game of the year.
Yeah, we're here. We're finally here. Game of the year. Here are the six nominees. Expedition 33. Death Stranding 2. Donkey Kong Bonanza. Hades 2. Hollow Knight Silksong. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Expedition 33.
Yeah, I think Expedition 33 is going to take this one.
I heard nothing but good things about it, and it's so different, so new, made by an indie team.
Just fear the power of Nintendo. I'm gonna be honest. I'm just saying.
I mean, Donkey Kong Bonanza is a great fucking game. Have you guys?
It's a great game.
All the RPG aspects to it. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
And then you can destroy everything in the world, all the mechanics, every world looks incredible visually.
And for, like, you know, thinking from the person organizing the event, keeping good relationships with Nintendo is always a win.
For sure. That's true. Yeah.
Just saying. Just saying, as an organizer mindset, you know.
Yeah, but Nintendo knows that, like, you know, can't win everything. I'm sure it'll win something this year, but I don't think it's going to win Game of the Year, especially since, like, Astrobot won last year, a platformer. So I think they try to, like, change it up every year, especially since, I mean, Expedition, a turn-based, you know, that, like, popped super fucking hard in so many different aspects, obviously, because it's been nominated for so many different things.
It's a pretty crazy game.
I think Expedition is probably going to win. Hollow Knight Silksong is a sequel. We've seen this style of game before from it, you know? Although a great game, we've seen it before. Same thing for Hades. Same thing for even Donkey Kong, because, you know, it's very much so like a spiritual successor to Mario Odyssey. We're just using a different character and using aspects of that character, but it's, you know, it's different, but Same, but different. You know what I mean? Death Stranding 2, also a sequel. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, also a sequel. I think Expedition is going to win.
Do you think we're going to get a game announcement?
Of course.
There's always game announcements.
I think game announcement or new trailers for games that they showed last year. Like that new Naughty Dog game.
Yeah. I wonder what the biggest game they're going to show is.
Yeah. Like who's been cooking up? Because a lot of trailers dropped this year. Maybe a new Gears of War E-Day trailer. That would be sick.
That'd be nice.
I don't know.
I want a release date.
Or something new entirely. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But we got that last year. So it's like, do we want another new thing?
Yeah, the anime GTA. I want to see that more.
A Rockstar employee comes out and says, we lied.
It's coming out today.
Yeah. Crazy yeah. That would be insane. No, that
it's
would
not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. But that would be the craziest thing in like gaming history. That'd be the craziest shit.
Oh my gosh. Kind of crazy. Random. Moonlighter 2 comes out tomorrow. That's crazy. If you know,
Moonlighter
you know.
Moonlighter 2 comes out tomorrow. Yeah, I think we're going to get a trailer for that new Naughty Dog game. That's my guess. Actual gameplay this time, because we didn't get gameplay in the last one.
I want you to look at the reviews for this game when you have a chance, but you got to look at Dispatch.
I know. I've seen some people play it, and it is...
It is everywhere.
It has piqued my interest for sure.
All right.
But that's all the games. That's all the awards. We've gone through it. The Game Awards 2025. Those are the nominees. Who do you think is going to win? What are you looking forward to the most? What trailers do you think will drop? Leave a comment down below. We did it, guys. It's been an hour.
Hell yeah.
It's been an hour, dude. We did it. We done did it, dude.
Gibbity bop.
If you want to see our faces, youtube.com/@nationofcram. If you just want to listen to us, Cramcast, Castle K, Mortal Kombat style, anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Pod, Spotify, all that good shit. Link trees down below. We be streaming. Blue, you got to start streaming, dude. All right, you pissed me off. This guy gets a whole new computer Blue. To not stream. You're on vacation. Figure it out, dude.
Blue.
Yep.
What's your jump button?
My back button.
Good. Good man. Good man. All right. Moving on.
Back button? What do you mean?
I have buttons on my back.
He needs to be a bumper jumper.
Oh, true. I see what you're saying. Okay.
I got buttons on the back of my
controller. Indeed.
Bumper jumping.
So I don't have to take off my fingers off the stick when I jump.
That's how you win games. That's how I played Lucio back in my Overwatch.
Lucio, oh!
On console.
Yeah, I got a Battle Beaver. I got fucking buttons on my back.
All right, link trees down below. Blue's going to stream this week. It's happening. He didn't say no. Take it away, then ta-ta!